Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, the other day I was walking up a hill at my house when a mosquito flew into my mouth. It was nasty. Do people really eat bugs?
Yes. Not only do they eat them, the consumption of bugs is being actually advocated by groups such as the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. And there's also governments involved. For example, in Singapore, in July of 2024, they actually approved the consumption of 16 bugs for human consumption, including beetle, grubs, and various other things like that, and various things that feed on waste. Now, in the U.S. this week, Dr. Joseph Mercola put out an article, and the headlines are kind of interesting. It's "The Push for Bug-Based Diets Continues." So proponents market insects as sustainable and a culturally diverse food with over 2,000 varieties to be consumed. Insect-based products like cockroach milk and larva-derived ento milk are being developed despite production challenges and potential allergy risks, especially for those, by the way, who have shellfish allergies.
You know, it's really hard for me to believe there are production challenges in milking cockroaches. Who's behind this idea?
Dr. Mercola says the push for insect consumption is part of a larger green agenda being promoted by organizations like the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. They claim insects are more sustainable protein sources than traditional livestock. And he comments that the movement's part of a globalist agenda to control the food supply alongside with synthetic meats, aiming to replace traditional farming with patented ultra-processed foods.
Control and patented seem to be key words behind that idea. Is there more?
Yeah, Dr. Mercola says, "Mealworm meatballs, anyone?" And says, you know, while humans did traditionally eat insects from time to time, it was mostly for survival, not just for general health maintenance. Michael Snyder also this week had brought up this whole topic about eating bugs. He writes, "People all over the globe are already eating bugs on a regular basis." He says, "Are you ready to eat the bugs? For a long time, it has been said that eating bugs was a conspiracy theory. But now we've got over 2 billion people in the world eating them on a regular basis." There's a report that came out in a major scientific journal, he says, that mentions 2,205 bug species are being consumed all over the globe. And it's a 2024 report titled "The Global Atlas of Edible Insects, Analysis of Diversity and Commonality in Food Systems and Sustainability." It mentions the 2,205 insects being consumed in 128 countries. And Asia had the most edible insects, according to them, 932 species, followed by Mexico and North America, with Mexico at 452 species, Thailand 272 species, India 262 species, China 325 species, and Japan 123 species.
Well, I can add to that list that one mosquito was consumed in America the other day. Where do they get all these bugs?
Well, in Europe, France is the center of this. There's a biotechnology company over there called InnovaFeed. It's the world's largest insect farm. It spans 55,000 square meters, and it produces 15,000 tons of insect protein per year.
What else is happening in Europe?
Well, over in Germany, they've now got this app for products at grocery stores that, amongst other things, will tell Germans how many bug parts are in things that they're eating. Also in Europe, over in Wales, it opened its very first insect restaurant. They say they focus on sustainability, and they have things like mealworm, hummus, and various insects mixed with vegetables. Now, over in Thailand, they've got 20,000 insect farms. Now, these are smaller than the ones in France, but they're producing over 7,000 tons of insects per year. And in one region of India, silkworms are really popular. Let me read this from this article. "Silkworms are considered a delicacy in some northeastern states in India. In Nagaland, a state at the Myanmar border, silkworms are available at every known market, known as iripuka. To me, it sounds like puka. In Nagamese, the silkworms are fried and tossed together with spices and vegetables and bamboo shoots. And these are becoming common snacks in that state.
You know, a common but true saying in the United States is follow the money. Where does this money trail lead us?
Well, we're not so sure if it's so much on that side of the money trails as the climate agenda. But in the United States, they actually spent over $2 million taxpayer dollars to set up something called the Center for Environmental Sustainability through Insect Farming. And they've got 16 multinational companies being involved, including Mars, and they make like candy bars and stuff, and Tyson Foods, which is also known to be a big political contributor. Now, one thing Michael Snyder says is that these farms, is not going to make a dent in the coming famines. And we know the Bible prophesies famines. You know, Jesus said we're going to have famines, and we know with the rise of the horsemen of the apocalypse. But Snyder concludes his article with numerous long-term trends are combining to create a perfect storm for global food production that's unlike anything that's ever been witnessed in human history. And certainly telling people to eat all these bugs is unique.
What does the Bible have to say about all this?
Well, while the Bible does allow for the consumption of crickets and grasshoppers, things like black flies, mealworms, and silkworms are biblically unclean. I want to read this from the Bible, from the book of Leviticus, chapter 11. We're going to start in verse 20, and I'll be reading from the New King James. All the flying insects that creep on all fours shall be an abomination to you. Yet you may eat of every flying insect that creeps on all fours and have jointed legs, such as the locust after its kind, the cricket after its kind, the grasshopper after its kind. But all other flying insects which have 4 feet shall be an abomination to you. Then verse 29 of Leviticus 11, it says, these also shall be unclean to you among the creeping things that creep on the earth. God's people really aren't supposed to eat bugs. Mm-hmm. Now you say, but that's all Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 15. Apostle Peter was inspired to write, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it's written, be holy for I am holy. Now, when the Apostle Peter wrote that, what was he doing? He was quoting part of the Hebrew scriptures that were against eating unclean, creeping things. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back to Leviticus 11, pick this up in verses 44 and 45. God says, for I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourself, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Well, holy people do not intentionally conduct themselves in a way to eat biblically unclean creatures.
Well, are there any health problems with eating bugs?
Yes. I saw this. This is from July of this year. Thousands of bug eaters are getting new incurable diseases, doctors warn. Thousands of bug eaters around the world are developing rare and incurable diseases, according to doctors who warned that the act of eating insects is harmful to humans. So the article says that as the consumption of eating bugs has risen in popularity in recent years, thanks to the push by the World Economic Forum to replace meat with insects, people who die on bugs are increasingly being diagnosed with horrific illnesses as a result. The Bible instructs us in Leviticus 11, 20-23, not to eat insects with the exception of locusts, crickets, and grasshoppers. Even so, this is permission to do so. It wasn't a reference to Israelites making insect offerings or Jesus encouraging his disciples to eat them. Mm-hmm. Eating these in a survival situation like that of John the Baptist is one thing, but to have insects discreetly added to our food or touted as the future human diet, as is happening in Europe, North America and abroad is a threat to our health and is disgusting, this article says.
Well, I can certainly agree it is disgusting, but tell us more about the threat to our health.
Well, the article says that the bioaccumulation of poisonous heavy metals such as lead, arsenic, cadmium, and others, and pesticides, including herbicides, have been documented to occur in insects used for food. This means as these insects grow and develop in a contaminated environment, or if they eat contaminated plant matter, heavy toxic metals or other toxins build up in their bodies over time. And mealworms can get contaminated by Aspergillus, a common fungus that causes mycotoxins. And cooked or dried insects can reabsorb humidity and cause these other types of things. Now, the European Union allows a maximum 15 micrograms of aflatoxin per kilogram of plant-based foods, but this is an issue. There's a paper that was published in Clinical Toxicology talking about histamine poisoning from insects in Thailand. And they're finding that one of the causes of things have been eating things that are in silkworm larvae. And insect exoskeletons are made of something called chitin, and this can cause problems. And this stuff is also commonly in shellfish, and this causes a variety of health issues. And this article, which is from the People's Voice, said, concludes with, God had a reason to command us not to eat crustaceans and most insects. It's misguided to believe that science is likely to fully elucidate the medical reasons for God's instructions regarding food, especially considering the plethora of factors involved in human health that complicate dietary scientific analysis and sometimes delayed health effects attributable to various factors. The idea of eating insects is disgusting. The best thing to do is to refuse to heed World Economic Forum's head Klaus Schwab's exhortation to eat Z-bugs.
Do American politicians want consumers to know about this?
Well, maybe some do, but not all do. In Minnesota, state Democrats blocked an amendment that would require food containing insects to be labeled. Apparently, we're not trying to be partisan here, but in this case, the Republicans argued that insects should be listed in the ingredients of food products to inform consumers. For reasons that are not immediately clear, this article said the Democrats were pushing to keep bugs as a hidden ingredient. What happened was the Minnesota Senate passed this bill, SF-4225, an ag bill. But before it was passed, a Republican wanted an amendment to say on food labeling. And he wanted to say if insects are in there or if they put cell-cultured food like lab-grown meat. But the author of the bill, Senator Putman, shut it down. But here's the funny thing. He insists that although consumers should know what they are consuming, the issue of labeling insects in products was a future problem. He falsely claimed that insect-based foods and lab-grown meat are not available yet, therefore don't need to be addressed.
Well, does the Bible address the claim that Senator Putnam was being less than honest?
Yes, in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible warns about ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And not letting people know that biblically unclean meats are impacted as food is a wrong suppression of truth. Hopefully others in Minnesota will finally realize this. And, you know, the Bible is clear that Christians are supposed to be holy in our conduct. And when the Apostle Peter quoted that part of the Old Testament he's quoting about being holy was specifically telling us not to eat unclean meat and biblically unclean bugs. We need to believe the word of God, be a real holy Christian, and not intentionally eat unclean meats and unclean bugs.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.